A bookstore in Newark, New Jersey is fighting to survive.
It's called Source of Knowledge. It is a neighborhood hangout that's inside a narrow building. It's tucked right between a 7-Eleven and a clothing store.
It's one of two Black-owned bookstores left in all of New Jersey, and it was a really important part of the community before the COVID-19 outbreak.
Every African-American would want to come inside. From the time you walk by the street, you look in the window and everything reflects us.
These are all Black books, y'all. I didn't even know y'all had these books.
We have a gym upstairs for exercise, hair salon. It's just so much more than a bookstore.
Yeah, it's a community center in which people not just come here just to buy books or just to buy art, but they come just because they need to clear their heads at times.
Those were the owners of Source of Knowledge. Dexter George, Masani Barnwell George, and Patrice McKinney have run the shop for over 30 years. Here's Patrice.
It's so hard that with this pandemic, it's like everything has stopped.
Yeah, their doors have been shut for weeks now as they're forced to confront COVID-19 and the waves of infection in their community.
Not a day passes by where there's not a friend or now a family member that I have lost or losing to this. Okay, I was just with this person a month ago, and now they're gone.
It's really, it's hitting us hard. We started a GoFundMe page because we're flatlined, completely flatlined.
But they're still hanging on. Dexter George says they're surviving on donations right now, plus a few online orders that have come through.
This is a lifestyle that we live. And it's a very hard road sometimes.
They did apply for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, a $10,000 federal fund for businesses hit by the coronavirus. But last week, they found out that the program had run out of money.
I have 10 immediate friends right in a two-block radius, all minority-owned business. Not one person got a dollar. So how are we supposed to survive?
So the leopard jumped down and...
There's this video on their Instagram page from a couple months back. Inside the bookstore, there's a dad in a suit, and he's hunched over, and he's reading a picture book to his daughter.
A rabbit climbed onto her roof. She's smooth and padded.
Yeah, moments like this are what these three desperately hold on to.
We're not giving up because we're fighters. We're going to come back stronger because we deserve it. Our people deserve it. Our families deserve it. Our community deserve it.
That was Masani Barnwell George, Patrice McKinney, and Dexter George. They own Source of Knowledge in Newark, and they are trying to make it through this pandemic.